So the next performer is someone who I don't see Owen here. So Cheryl, I think you're up. And Cheryl Perot is, as we all know, awesome with her words and able to use words and the way she says them to give us wonderful messages and joyous messages and sometimes funny messages. And looking forward to hearing what she has to say tonight. Big hand for Cheryl Perot.
Thank you, Holly. And I'm delighted to be joined by Steve Rapson. That was a beautiful new song, Steve.
Thank you.
Yes. All right.
I really can't remember what I did before the song. Reading, I'll figure out what to do.
All right, we will figure it out. This piece is called Little Sister, and it takes us back to the 1970s-ish time, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's a mandatory audience participation. It involves a sing-along. What would you like?
The wrong one in. What did I do? Sorry.
No, that's fine. No.
I'll try the other chord. I said.
Thank you, Ira. Is that working well? Yes. So here we go into the 1970s or around there with my little sister. Oh, little sister, I never thought of this before, how the music we played in our growing up days seemed to shape us, create us, narrate our ways to this daily life. In our teen years, I remember we'd be side by side in our little room where we tried to coexist day and night while singing our hearts out to one another. Some much-beloved Beatles tune like Norwegian Wood. Do you remember, little sister? Those of you who know, please join. She showed me her room. Isn't it good? Norwegian Wood. There you go. Thank you. Do you remember, little sister, when we were always singing out loud and strong to some top 40s love of life song that would bind us in those younger years, hearing the words of our life, of our joys and our tears. We were Led Zeppelin's little teenage rockin' highway stars on the road in our little blue way cool car. Although the muffler may have been dragging a little, but we didn't hear because we were singing our way to heaven. Stairway to heaven, please. Going to say, everybody, there's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. Sure, all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. Oh, that sounds nice. The stairway to heaven, and later on, when we got more interested in boys than cars and other stuff, we'd pay attention to the songs that would be all about our newfound religion of love. And I'd be singing my heart out while telling you about the new guy I bumped into at the high school cafeteria who suddenly was making eyes at me, and how so in love I was so suddenly, how Cupid worked so fast and deep. You nodded, yes, 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 indeed, listening and drinking a Mountain Dew. Let me talk on and on like an incessant fool. And then we'd sing together that song, me and you tell me you fooled around and fell in love too. And we're going to chant this one, I fooled around and fell in love, four times. I fooled around and fell in love. Okay, a little louder this time. I fooled around and fell in love. You can sing it if you want. Three. I fooled around and fell in love. And then here's four. Loudest. I fooled around and fell in love. And I fooled around and fell in love right on through the inevitable breakup, when suddenly I'd change my tune and I'd sing about love's deep down pain, wailing all of the sad, sad songs we could think of when love has gone wrong, until I was over another hymn once again. And then there was this newfound freedom in sight. You'd sing with me flying off into the night, driving with my little car's top down, with our long hair whipping around. Not another sound, but the singing of Freebird, so strong and so loud. Freebird chorus, please. I'm as free as a bird now, and this bird you cannot change. Ready? This bird you cannot change. I'm as free as a bird now, and this bird you cannot change. And now this is where your voice wavers. One more time. And this bird you cannot change. All right, we're cooking, Steve. And little sister, the years have passed by, and I see now how we were free as a bird as we began to fly off into our separate lives. And although now we are far apart by miles, I still see your face singing, still see your smiles. And even though you and I have moved on, you have always been with me in spirit through these memories and songs. A little sister, in all of those growing up years, in all of our happiness and strife, I always had you singing by my side. Through every day and every night, through every place and everything, and just like Bette Midler used to sing, listen to me now, little sister, listen to me as I sing, that you were the wind beneath my wings. You can hold a lighter in your hand if you want, and we're going to channel Bette Midler now. Did you ever know that you were my hero and everything I'd like to be? Right? Help me out here. This is a hard one. Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I can fly higher than an eagle. Why? 'Cause you are the wind beneath my wings. Everyone put a little wind beneath your wings and say thank you to Steve for playing this tunes. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank all of you.
Carol Perone.
So, all right, Cheryl, and thank you for putting those great songs together with another great message. Another big hand for Cheryl Perreault. Thank